You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews. This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
Hello, my name is Zeke Robison, and this is Tech in 2, the coronavirus update from Wired. Pfizer and BioNTech have pledged to give 1 billion doses of their COVID vaccine to low- and middle-income countries by the end of the year, and another billion over the course of 2022. It's not clear yet if these donations will go through the COVAX initiative, which has struggled to gain momentum, especially as halted exports from India have put its largest supplier behind on delivering doses. To make up for the shortfall, Gavi, one of the organizations behind COVAX, agreed today to buy 200 million doses of the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. President Biden has also announced that the U.S. will donate more of its vaccine surplus. In addition to a previous commitment to send 80 million AstraZeneca doses overseas, his administration will send 20 million doses of shots approved for use in the U.S. by the end of June. Even as the rate of vaccinations slows in the U.S., many countries around the world are struggling to secure doses, throwing questions of vaccine equity into ever sharper relief. And the European Union made several key changes to its COVID travel policies in preparation for the summer holidays. On Wednesday, the 27 member nations agreed to ease restrictions for people who have received an approved vaccine or who come from a country deemed safe. Because of the UK's rising levels of the B.1.617 variant, first identified in India, the country is currently not on this list. The EU also agreed to a digital certificate system that will enable people who can prove they are unlikely to have COVID, either because they've tested negative or are vaccinated, to travel more freely within the region. Stateside, government officials have reportedly been weighing the possibility of changing the U.S.'s travel policies surrounding COVID. For the moment, though, restrictions will remain, including those limiting non-essential travel from Canada and Mexico, which the Department of Homeland Security has said will stay in place at least through June 21st. Japan expanded its state of emergency for the third consecutive week and approved two more vaccines from Moderna and AstraZeneca in the hopes of slowing the virus's latest surge in the country. The state of emergency now applies to 42% of the country's population. So far, vaccine rollout has been worryingly slow. Just 4% of the population has received one or more doses. The Tokyo Summer Olympics are 9 weeks away, and the International Olympic Committee has said that the Games will go forward even if the state of emergency is still in effect. But polling shows that some 60 to 80% of the population is opposed to hosting the Games. Elsewhere in Asia, cases are also on the rise, even in countries where numbers were once negligible. In response, Hong Kong and Singapore have changed their travel policies, Malaysia has imposed a new lockdown, and many people across the region have retreated to their homes. Want more news you can use? Sign up for the Tech in 2 newsletter at wired.com/TT.
So if you ask anyone in the Wired newsroom, what's on your mind? Here's what some of us are thinking about.
Big tech.
The coronavirus pandemic.
Climate change.
Disinformation and election security.
What policing should look like in the future.
This is Get Wired. And I'm your host, Lauren Good.
Every story about technology is really a story about people.
The good, the bad, and the ugly.
Get Wired. Subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.